just going to stand there eating that sushi all night? You haven't even looked at my photorealistic macaroni sculptures.
It's Who Arted with Creative Messiah, Amy Ralphini.
Not even that gone for that long, really.
What?
You.
Yeah, you're back. Just a mere 3 minutes. And in that time, I've burnt my tongue. Isn't that awesome?
You're doing good for today.
Yeah.
Who arted for the week?
Yeah, so who arted? Last week we had Ioane and Nikki Hastings McFarlane because we were talking about Pacific Notion 20 Years On, which is currently on up at White Spaces New Space at 20 Monmouth Street in Newton. And this is quite a big subject. So we spent a little bit of time yesterday after our, I mean last week, after our live to air, talking about what has changed, what is the notion of Pacific, and a little bit more in-depth conversation around that. So take it away, Kiria. Talking to what we were discussing last week about your show that is currently on at White Space on Monmouth Street, Pacific Notion 20 Years, Pacific artists often get lumped together as Pacific artists rather than separated into smaller groups, like into separate groups like Cook Island artists or South Pacific or Micronesia or Polynesia, or how can you clarify exactly what Pacific artists encompasses? And do you think that now that cultural awareness around our Pacific culture and extended Polynesian culture is big enough now and good enough that we can actually start breaking the Pacific artist apart? So I've just double-barreled you questions.
Yeah. I think that, for me anyway, my view of Pacific art is it's about the islands in the Pacific. So it's anything in the Pacific, but, you know, not the mainland that borders the Pacific. So that could be Polynesian, Melanesian, Micronesian. Those are just constructs, really. I mean, they're just semantics, really. So in that sense, that's what, to me, is Pacific art. And, and as far as the different islands go, I think that one of the good things to come out of this is that it's educated a lot of people about the fact that we're not all just, you know, polys or, you
one
know,
big PIs island
or whatever.
Kind of, yeah,
you know, we actually all have quite separate, you know, shared things, but also very quite separate things that delineate each island from each other.
Yeah.
And I think that for me anyway, it's been an education because I was brought up Palangi. I didn't know the difference between Samoa and, you know, Fijian art or something.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, I'm just Pākehā. I'm not just Pākehā, but I was brought up Pākehā and I didn't meet my family till I was in my early 30s.
Wow. See, yeah. I studied under Carolyn Virko.
Oh, yeah.
She's amazing.
She's great.
In my early 20s. So I learned very early on about the different kind of areas and what areas potentially, contribution is probably the wrong word to use.
Oh, yeah.
But you know, the different kind of focuses or energy around certain areas, depending, because they're just simply like, well, they're like anything.
Different countries.
Like a different country. Yeah. And they're miles apart as well. It's like, why would you necessarily go all the way up to...
Because in those days, I don't know about you, but, you know, it was a position of ignorance. And then, of course, the Pacific migration here was quite recent. So when I was, like, at uni and stuff like that, you know, people would, you know, say coconuts and stuff like that. So you were just Pacific Island, if you were even lucky to be called that.
That really sucks.
Oh, yeah, it does. But it's about education.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And I think that that's definitely happened on all sorts of fronts, but especially, you know, within the art world, I think it's, you know, had its fair go.
Yeah, the visual arts arena where Nikki and I perform in, are not the only arenas that have come from this notion of Pacific. What is Pacific Notion? You have music, you have medicine, you have law, you have education, you have all those arenas are part of the whole, one and the same, and the visual arts is just an equation of this movement from migration to diaspora and now to this third generation notion of what Pacific is. So we are just a one part of the equation.
So do you think in that context that we are now at a stage where we can potentially break that down a bit further into the separate areas? So we would talk about not regions, but if you say Pacific art is all of the islands, then we'd potentially, are we at a point now that we can separate it into kind of regions within those islands kind of thing? Like, yeah, because there will be...
Yeah. I think it's kind of like, for me, you look after a family first, you know, it's a communal experience. And once you look after a family, the family, that gives the opportunity for the individual to become healthy or healed, or whatever that means.
Yeah.
So looking after family, the individual. So to me, it's much like with your answer, your question of we all get lopped into this thing, Pacific thing. But it's okay because in that journey, each and every individual island.
Yeah.
Will get stronger and more, yeah.
I totally get you on that. I think that that's a really beautiful way of looking at it. And I totally agree as well in that, yes, it is important to look after the group in it. And in a way, there's strength and safety in numbers. And once people are familiar with that identity and comfortable with that, then you can start to emerge as individuals, but that's part of the process to getting to the ideal, I suppose.
Yep.
And that's probably where we are now, is we can begin to see, and I think people are ready, you know, to start to actually understand separate kind of personalities within that big lumped.
Because in that lumpness, I think the better part of our angel will occur, will occur of itself.
Yep. Hopefully. But that means you can feel that quite secure and supported within that as well, because that has its own kind of strength.
Yeah.
You got and, it.
Yeah.
You
That's
got
how
it.
We grow.
If one person is healed in a dysfunctional family, how long do you think that individual will stay healed? So it's really important that the family works on this balance and healing so that each and every individual can remain.
Lana Lopez writes, where the earlier two generations relied on collaborating and working with non-Pacific allies, the landscape has shifted, so Pacific people are now in a more powerful position as curators, writers and administrators. Questions of who has got the right to be a part of the community are swirling. What are your thoughts around these new complexities that are arising, and what would be your ideal outcome moving forward if there is an ideal?
I think the outcome, first and foremost, for me, is a becoming, and it always will be a becoming. And we're clever enough as a collective, a Pacific collective, not to lose the plot in this journey, but no solution necessarily, that's how I see, but there will always be a becoming, and there'll be bookmarks. There'll be bookmarks along the way that we will all go like, yes, this is beautiful, or no, we need to go left, not right.
I like the idea of the bookmark, and that's true. You get to a point and you have moments where you analyse and go, this is where it is, this is where we are, and this is okay. It still hurts. We're still digging up things that hurt, and you can see it, but we are doing this, which is something to be celebrated. And slowly, slowly, you build new pathways.
It's a journey, huh? That's a journey, not the destination.
Thank you very much, both of you, for coming in and talking with me in depth a little bit further around some of the issues around Pacific art.
It's been a great pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you.
It really
has.
You're
welcome.
Ooh, I like this.
Trey chic.
Trey cool.
Touché.
Chin chin.
That was Who Arted with Amy Ralphini.